This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the contributions of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements, speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival in Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister honoured the legacy of two great rulers.
एक प्रकार से राज राजा की ये श्रद्धा भूमि है और उस श्रद्धा भूमि में इलिया राजा ने आज जिस प्रकार से शिव भक्ति में हम सबको डुबो दिया सावन का मास हो राज राजा की श्रद्धा भूमि हो और इलिया राजा की तपस्या हो कैसा अद्भुत वातावरण और मैं तो काशी का सांसद हूँ और जब ओम नमः शिवाय सुनता हूँ तो रोंगटे खड़े हो जाते हैं
The Prime Minister said that the economic and strategic advancements achieved during the Chola era remain a source of inspiration for modern India. He noted that India progressed swiftly in all directions through commercial advancement, utilization of maritime routes, and the promotion of art and culture during the Chola Empire, which serves as an ancient roadmap for building a new India. Mr. Modi highlighted that the great King Rajendra Chola established the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple, which continues to be recognized globally as an architectural wonder. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. The Prime Minister mentioned the rapid growth of space startups in the country, pointing out that there were fewer than 50 startups in space sector 5 years ago and the number has now increased to over 200. Mr. Modi praised Indian students who brought glory to the nation by winning 3 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze medal at the International Chemistry Olympiad held in Dubai earlier this month. The Prime Minister stated that India has strengthened its position in the world of mathematics. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Olympiad will be held in Mumbai next month, with students from more than 60 countries participating in the event. He remarked that this will be the largest Olympiad to date. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is expected to begin in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon parliament session. Mr. Rijiju said that this was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. He said 16 hours have been allocated for the debate in the Lok Sabha, while Rajya Sabha will discuss it on Tuesday for 16 hours. Mr. Rijiju added that opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and the government agreed to it from day one. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara. Speaking on the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the transformational changes in Indian railways over the past 11 years. The Supreme Court will today hear a group of petitions challenging the Election Commission's decision to carry out a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. A bench of Justices Suryakant and Jogmalya Bagchi is expected to take up the case. The Election Commission says the revision is aimed at ensuring clean voter rolls by removing ineligible names. It claims the process involved major political parties and over 1.5 lakh booth-level agents. In cricket, the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England has ended in a draw at Old Trafford in Manchester. England scored 669 runs in the first innings. In reply, India scored 358 runs in the first innings. In the second innings, India were 425 for 4 against host England on the last day of the fourth test. England still lead this five-match series 2-1 ahead of finale at the Oval, which begins on Friday. The second game of all-Indian final match between Konaru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh of FIDE Women's Chess World Cup has ended in a draw after 34 moves in Batumi, Georgia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.